Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the Russian Federation and their prohibition until just recently, apparently, of the Tor Network's website, where the average person could previously in Russia go to and download a copy of the Tor browser bundle, and that would allow them to easily get on Tor through whichever device they happen to be running, whether it be a Windows or Linux or Mac or maybe even phone-based operating systems. Of course, it's probably worth pointing out that if you're going to use Tor, the safest operating system is probably Linux to run that browser bundle.
But in fact, not just Linux, but Tails explicitly.
And you'll have to do your own research on that because we're not going to get into all the details.
Search for Tails and you'll find a distribution and operating system that's designed for Tor browser and basically being anonymous on the internet explicitly.
But some anonymity is better than none. So using it is certainly better than not. But the Russian government had banned, so they, I presume, ordered all internet service providers to block users from accessing the Tor website.
Yeah, the Tor website. And apparently they were blocking nodes as well, at least the public ones, which isn't too surprising.
Any exit nodes or the ones that
presumably the exit nodes and the relay nodes.
Okay.
So it makes it harder to connect. So you have to go through I'm trying to think what they call it specifically. The terminology is I'm at a loss at the moment, but it's basically a relay, explicitly a private relay, basically is what it is
to get you to one of those nodes from outside the country.
Yep.
So there are workarounds, and there were workarounds, but then somebody apparently sued the Russian government in Russia.
Yeah, activists mounted a legal challenge and
won.
Interesting that you can sue and win in Russian courts.
Yeah, which actually is really bizarre because they're like U.S. courts are really corrupt, but Russian courts. Yeah, there's no comparison.
Yeah, and then I pulled up the numbers here. I said we just started talking about different levels of freedom in different parts of the world, and of course China came up as a comparison, right? Because they've got the firewall, the great firewall of China, where they block access to all kinds of information and websites. China ranked in on the Human Freedom Index from the Fraser Institute. Now, Fraser Institute does the Economic Freedom Index of the World, and they do the Human Freedom Index, which looks at both personal and economic freedom together to kind of give you an overall score. Their rankings show China, out of 165 ranked nations, China at number 150. So in the bottom, basically 15. The Russian Federation, a little bit higher up on the list at number 126. And then Ukraine, not that much higher, but still a little bit higher at number 98. So Ukraine's in the top 100, but it's still in the middle of the pack. So not a very free place at all. By the way, since we've got the list up here, Switzerland at number 1, New Zealand at number 2, which is insane considering the crackdown that they had during COVID. Although this is data that's 2 years old. So you do have to keep in mind when you're looking at these lists, they're looking at 2019 data.
Another thing I always like to point out about these lists is they're going to look at certain freedoms, things. They're not going to be able to take into account everything, right?
Of course not.
So there's always going to be, something, that is just like, wait, they did what?
Denmark at number 3, number 4, Estonia, the former Soviet state, and number 5, Ireland. You have to go all the way down to number 15 before you get to the United States. Again, that's the Index of Human Freedom. We're going to go to your phone calls, though, more about Russia and what's going on over there with Tor. Coming up, we first, though, have Nobody Else calling from Massachusetts. Go ahead, Nobody Else.
Thank you, Ian. So I want to say this first. I just got off the phone with a Lieutenant McKerney. of the Massachusetts State Police, and it was a pretty back and forth, a little bit heated conversation about the incident that I did talk about it yesterday briefly with Mark.
Well, and, I wasn't on most of our listeners may not have heard it, so you're going to have to recap that.
Yep, so basically State Trooper lied right to my face where he came to a non-emergency call with his lights and sirens on. I, you know, being kind of a cop blocker person, was recording him.
Massachusetts,
in Mass,
yeah. Wow.
In Granby, Mass. The chief of police was right there. The town administrator was right there. The secretaries of the town were right there. And I asked the guy, I was like, did you come here with your lights on? And he's like, no. I'm like, did you come here with your sirens on? He goes, yes. I go, okay. I look at him real good, and I'm like, did you come here with your lights on, sir? And then he says, yes.
Mm.
And again, he has his body cam on me. I'm recording him. And, again, it was a non-emergency call. And, again, I just went back and forth with this lieutenant. And it was kind of heated, but it was also good. And I want to try to say this. Like, yeah, they have guns. And it's the incitement. It was an aspect of incitement. I was completely incited by the police officer doing that. And this police officer kind of knows what I'm saying. And he said it. Like, what would to happen if – and I don't want to say the – state trooper's name, I do have it. If that state trooper got into an accident on the way there and, like, killed someone.
That'd be bad. And it was a non-emergency situation, you said.
Absolutely. It was a non-emergency situation.
So the point of you calling this lieutenant today was to, what, follow up on this situation?
Yeah, to try to get the ball rolling as far as now I got to file a citizen's complaint form, the form SP-340. And
what do you expect that will accomplish?
Well, and that's a good question, Ian, and probably nothing. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's realistic.
Let's be fair.
Oh yeah.
Let's be fair, but the reason to call in, and I just want to say this to, you know, all other listeners out there, to encourage you to call in and to talk about these problems for exactly what Ian just said. And, well, I want to say this real quick because, see, we're talking to the lieutenant. There's no more internal affairs, and he doesn't even know
really?
The acronym.
They got rid of that?
Yes, because I guess they're going through, you know, their own reprocessing. It's still, you know, there's still someone who does the investigations,
okay,
but it's just not under the name internal affairs.
I see.
Name change.
You know, like,
publicity, PR stuff.
Thank you. It's like, you know, it's the runaround, but with different acronyms.
Okay.
And that's what he said. You know.
So I'm guessing the best that you can hope for here is you fill out this form, and then it might go into his file, and then that will be the end of it.
Well, no, he did also give me, and again, it was a little bit of a heated conversation, because I want to just briefly go into why I was calling the state trooper down to the town hall anyway.
Okay.
And it comes down to, and I don't want to go that much into this, and I'll get off the phone, but so I was in jail last year, and one of the things I witnessed in jail was a corrections officer was having other inmates intimidate me, and basically, I'm going to say right now, between the corrections officer and the inmates, there was a little drug ring in the jail, and it's a pretty serious complaint I want to file against this other person, and I did get.
Why were they? Why do you think they were intimidating you?
Well, to sell their drugs again to.
Why would they need to intimidate you to sell their drugs?
I got into an argument with the corrections officer, and basically, I'll stick up for myself, Ian, in a sense. Like, so I was telling the corrections officer to go to hell, and I was going to file a complaint against him, and so he had other inmates come and intimidate him.
Okay, I'm not real clear on this, but hang on. We'll continue with what happened inside the jail. Because I don't really care. Like, why would anyone care if they're selling drugs? Like, that's a victimless action. I think people should be high if they're in jail. They're less likely to have a fight. There's more coming up here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedoms Phoenix, your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get the headlines from today all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. We have a gentleman on the line here. He calls himself Nobody Else, and he's calling from Massachusetts. Was just telling us he was at the town hall for some reason. I don't recall if he said what that was yet, but that he called the police for some reason. It was a non-emergency reason. State troopers showed up with lights on and sirens blaring, and then you called out that state trooper for using his sirens unnecessarily in that circumstance. You called his boss today to try to, I guess, file some sort of report. And then you took us back in time to when you were in jail last year. You said that other inmates were threatening you over some sort of thing about they were dealing drugs. And were you somehow a problem for them in their dealing of the drugs in the prison? And you said there was a guard involved in all this. So can you clear that up for me?
Yeah, I was trying to, I called the state police, you know, yesterday to try to talk about the incidents that were happening in the jail. And then I just, you know, and so Ian, is it okay for people to intimidate people though? And, you know, use threats of violence because that's what happened in the jail.
No, but I'm curious as to why do you feel like you were being intimidated in the jail?
Because it's jail. It's not it's kind of a hostile place. It was a hostile place.
I mean, it could very well be, but do you feel like there was a reason that they were picking on you as opposed to other people?
Oh, God, I was speaking out about I was complaining that it was the Dartmouth House of Corrections. And basically the place is a horror show. It's the same. Go look up the guy. Go look up Sheriff Hodges, okay?
Okay.
Just go type up some of his stuff, and you'll see that he is the same type of sheriff as, like, the goddamn guy in, like, Texas.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, and I might not be, but you made some sort of complaint to a guard. The guard didn't like the complaint, and so he stuck his, you know, minions who were other prisoners on you.
Yes.
Okay.
What were you complaining about, though?
At the time, I can't even remember. And that's what happened. So it was just all the other crap that you're having to deal with. Not being able to take a shower for maybe 2 days was probably it.
Is this your first time in jail?
Yes, it was.
I see.
Yes, okay. It was.
So go ahead with the rest of whatever you were going to say.
Well, one thing you said, Ian, is, like, I kind of understand your philosophy. I would like to be smoking joints in jail, too, but the drugs they were dealing in there, they could be dangerous in, that scene. It's not what you want to see. They're taking, what the hell is it, like Xanax, crushing it, putting it in their eyes, and doing it.
Why do you care?
In general, it's putting, then the fights break out, Ian, and I don't want to get in the fight with the other inmates, and also, it becomes crazy, because then the people are overdosing right in front of you.
So was that what you were complaining about? Were you complaining about the fact that inmates were doing drugs? Because that's definitely not going to make you popular. I will definitely say that.
I understand that. I get your philosophy too. I understand what you're saying. No, and so the guard should be helping to distribute them as well. Inmates can get it. The inmates can.
Well, that's kind of hypocritical.
So? Yeah, thank you. So that
the guy who's imprisoning you is also committing an act.
Hey, you gotta get what you, if you want to get high, you got to get it somehow, right? And either the guard sneaks it in or the inmate sneaks it
in. Ian, I'll answer that. See, most of the other drugs that get in the jail, they get in there because the other inmates stuff them up their butt.
Yeah, I know how it gets there.
Okay, so, and meanwhile, then this other guard is, you know, helping take it out the butt, but
I don't care how they're doing. I guess my concern here is it sounds to me like you got targeted because you were having a problem with what other people were doing in there, and you know that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I get
Maybe
it.
You should
leave other
people alone and let them do their drugs.
Wait. Well, you're assuming that I was bothering the other inmates, and I definitely wasn't.
It sounded to me like you were having a problem with the fact that people were doing drugs you didn't agree with. Did I misunderstand you?
Okay, let me clarify. The problem began, and see, how would you know what guards are really corrupt in there? Like, I didn't have a problem with the inmates. I'll tell you that. I ended up getting, basically, I was pretty much safe once I got transferred to a different block unit, if you understand what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I was completely safe once I got away from there. And then the other inmates, how I adapted really well once I got out of there. So it is a thing of... I know what you're saying.
But you decided you wanted to out some drug dealing.
Yeah, don't send
jailer.
People to intimidate me because I not to say what happens if I, basically I'll go and I'll fight these people on the street one on one. I'll say that right now,
I guess there's a lot of things that a jailer could do that would be upsetting. And, absolutely, raping people or beating them or doing some sort of sick stuff.
Thank
like
you.
That.
And those things were, the abuse. I was seeing the abuse, too, and that's what I mean by this. The cell block was very, that area was very hostile. They know it. You know what I'm saying? And then they move you to a less hostile, how do I describe it? Like an open gymnasium I was in where, I'd say like 90 people were in there, and I was completely fine.
Okay.
No, you're completely fine in that area. It's in the cells that you actually have to worry about where they'll let you get your ass beat, and they want it that way. The sheriff wants it. He basically will condone the violence.
Yeah, that sucks,
And they have this. They have the, other people will just come up and assault you, Ian. It's not, I know what you're saying, and you don't have to.
But it just depends on where you're at, It depends on which jail. And thank you for the call tonight. It depends on which jail you're in. You sat pretty quietly during that call. You and I have both been behind bars in jails, although not in Massachusetts. What are your thoughts on his experience?
I'm not real clear on what happened.
It sounds like he got into a fight, or it sounds like he was being threatened by some other inmates at the behest of a guard.
Yeah, which does happen. I couldn't get a read really on whether he was trying to rat people out for doing drugs, in which case, snitches get stitches.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't real clear about that, was he?
No, it seemed like he was, he didn't really want to say what happened past a certain point. So
yeah, I have to say I was giving him the benefit of the doubt there on that one.
Seemed kind of shifty.
He did,
to me. More coming up here in a moment. You can join.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A survivor of the Texas school shooting is taking the first steps in filing a lawsuit. Amy Martin is targeting Daniel Defense, which made the gun. Her court filing this week seeks a deposition to determine if the company can be sued. Former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for refusing to cooperate with the Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. Navarro says the committee was not legally impaneled.
The subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires, unlawful, and unenforceable.
Navarro adding it's a kangaroo court and saying he's filed a civil suit against the House panel. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here and bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a social media platform that we run. It's on our website. You can go to social.freetalklive.com to access it. It's a Mastodon-based system, which means that it's open source. It's self-hosted. It is also federated, as they say. That means that it's connected with the other mastodons out there in the world, unless those other mastodons decide they don't want to be connected to us. That's their freedom to choose in a federation like Mastodon. It's a very, very cool system, and it's free. You can go and express yourself and not have to worry about the man coming down on you as far as the big media, big tech goons trying to tell you what you can and can't say. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. We go to Steven. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven.
Hey, so I want to just comment on your previous caller. I have done a year or so in different counties.
Can you get out of the kitchen? It's really, really loud.
So I've done about a year in county lockup. Over, like, some different time periods. And last summer, I did 6 months. I did from April to October.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Georgia.
Nice. Getting drugs in jail is the best part about being in jail.
Okay.
Like, so, I don't understand. And here's what, like, here's why this is so important to me. I was a libertarian before I went in. I was an activist before I went in. And, like, I just saw so many problems, or what I thought were problems, with what we're trying to do. And you're just like, we can't do this because we don't have our own currency. We can't do this because we don't have this set up. We don't have this because we don't have this governing body. And then you go to jail, and it's like, dude, if you want it to be, soup can be dollars. Right?
Soup like, can be dollars, you said, meaning people are trading food. Yeah. I've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah. The ramen noodles or whatever that they trade in prison? They use it as a currency.
Ramen noodles. Like, everything's measured in ramen, right? So, like, this pills 7 ramen. This pills 4 ramen. This beef jerky sticks 3 ramen.
Yeah.
This is half a ramen. And it's like, when I saw that, and I was like, wait, they have an economy. Not only do they have an economy, but they have an illegal economy. Mm-hmm. They have a, quote unquote, illegitimate economy, but it's fully functioning. It's flourishing. And you know who's like, you know who's in the room? The state. The state is watching us do this. And they can't stop it. And it was just such an eye-opening epiphany. Like, it was good for my soul to, like, look around and go, even in their cell block institution, they can't stop us if we work together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of people have pointed that out, even those...
I have to say, that's the most optimistic... optimistic look on being caged by the government I've ever heard.
If you're going into a cage, you better keep your optimism about you, or it's going to be a miserable experience.
I think what you're saying is true to some degree, but it's like, wow.
No, it's absolutely the truth. And, you know, people on the outside are able to observe to some extent this. They've always made the point that the state can't keep drugs out of its own prisons. And,
right.
Of course, you know, there's so much security, right? Like, the whole war on drugs is predicated on the idea that if you just crack down hard enough, that they'll be able to stop people from using drugs. And we know that that is not true, and the fact that drugs are in prisons is proof that they cannot ever stop
Well,
drugs.
You just have to make sure that you have less freedom outside prison than they have inside prison, and then and then the drugs will finally go away.
There you go. Anything else you want to share, Stephen?
Yeah, if you haven't done it, if you've ever been to jail, here's what you need to do. You need to go in with about $200, and you need to, like, cash your store out, get a bunch of things, start a store, start a trading post, trade amongst the gangs, and then when you have enough money, like, saved up for personal use, so, like, you're keeping your store going, you've got your business going, you've got your side hustle going, cash out with somebody that's got weed, and the funniest experience ever is when your eyes are bloodshot and, like, the guard walks by for more than a head count. He's like, what's wrong with you? And it's like, the question is, what's wrong with your wife, man? Like, that's the greatest experience in jail.
All right, so tell me this. Jail, at least here in New Hampshire, is a fairly high security place. The ones that, like Mark, that you and I have been to, nobody. There's individual cells, except for the last one we went to. There were some open air cell blocks there with multiple beds. But in a lot of cases, you know, there's people around. And how do you smoke weed in jail? How did you accomplish that?
All right. So there's two things you have to, like, kind of understand. One, obtaining the weed, right? And that just comes down to an either having the right friends or being in the right gang,
sure.
Which I didn't want to be in a gang, and, like, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other way is to, like, have your hustle, right? So, like, this gang, like, the Aryan Brotherhood will not trade with the blood, and the Ghostface Gangsters will not trade with the Crips, and the Gangster Disciples will not trade with this guy, and so on and so forth. So, like, if you're not in a gang, but you're polite and you're not a pushover, you can be that middleman for all of these people. Like, these guys need this, but they won't go to those guys.
Wow.
You get your hustle going, and, like, you start your business. The other thing you have to understand is, how do you ignite the weed? And here's where it gets really, like, so I was, like, a third-timer, but I was considered new because I'd never been in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get put in a room with a guy that's done decades.
And you're just to clarify, you're not in prison. You're in jail because it's, I presume, in Georgia, it's like most places where if you're in for less than a year, you're not in a prison. You're in a jail, right?
So there are guys in that jail that are doing 5-6 years.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, they're waiting on trial, or the way that they're or like they don't have state charges.
But
right?
Still, so you're in jail. You're not in prison.
Yeah.
Okay. Got
I'm
it.
I'm in a county facility. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And so he looks at me, and like two occasions he saved my hind end. One was I probably had $100 in pills, and they go to do a shakedown. He looks at me and goes, "How about I keep 10% of everything that I get? Like I save you." And I go, "Deal." He saves that. The other time was like,
"How the hell did he save you from a shakedown?"
Wait, this was a guard?
No, it's another inmate.
It's another inmate. He popped out the light fixture and threw the pills up there. But like you're looking at it, you're like, "There's no way to open this." And like I've been playing with this light fixture for like 2 weeks, and he does it in like 30 seconds, which is really embarrassing. But he like I somehow get 10.5 ounces. Or not,
what?
10.5 grams.
Okay. I was going to say, ain't no way you're going to conceal that.
You would have to have a big butt.
Okay.
There are people like that.
So how did so this dude provided a lighter or a match? Or like, how did that happen?
No, so outside, there's a place to hook up like hair clippers. Uh-huh. And so what you do is you get one guy over on the other side of the guard shack talking to the guard, and then you take two staples and you shove them inside the light fixture, the outlet. That creates, you touch them together, that creates a spark. If you have the joint close enough, you can ignite it. So I'm over here.
How the hell do you not electrocute yourself shoving things into an outlet?
You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it, but you're also going to get high. So
that's just part of the high.
Wow. All I was thinking is, do you have like rubber, like something, some sort of rubber thing on your pants or something that you can hold to insulate yourself from the...
No, probably not.
Damn.
No, like, all right, so you don't know true desperation. When you really need to get high, you figure out a way.
You'll do it. Yeah, I don't.
Wow.
And here's the deal. If you got the weed, your bunkie's going to get the staff.
Yeah, my time in a cage was less than an hour, so don't know if it really counts.
Not really.
No.
thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. Wow. All right. That's interesting. I learned something from that one.
Yeah, for sure.
603-283-6160.
We need more interesting callers like that.
That's 603-283-6160. Distract the guard and shove staples into the outlet. Use that.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features are free over at freetalklive.com. And we appreciate you checking out the website. There's some, there's kind of a new thing going on in the background. We've got the new Megaphone platform that we're putting the show up on. For those of you who subscribe to the podcast, you shouldn't notice any interruption in service. And if you are not subscribed to our podcast, then you can do that. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to our podcast RSS feeds. You can copy that and drop it into your favorite podcast client, whatever that happens to be. There's also links to popular ways to listen, like Spotify and iHeartMedia and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, all there at feeds.freetalklive.com. We got a Major Payne on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian.
Hey, Major.
Your callers have intrigued me, and I've been in jail from Michigan to the West Coast.
Okay.
And all over a misdemeanor that happened, 20 years ago. But the feds, with the interstate commerce law, figured out how to turn it into a felony.
Hmm.
Now, it's a long, sad tale, but anyway, the ugliest jail I was ever in was Yellowstone County.
Was what?
Yellowstone County? Where is that?
It's all the way out at the edge of Montana.
Okay. Interesting.
It's along the Yellowstone River.
Gotcha.
And it was a very, very old cell block. They kept us locked down for 23 hours a day.
Yep.
Two men in a cell, what should have been a one-man cell.
Right.
And there was a ghost, dude. There was a large black man that had been zapped with a taser to death.
Really?
He said, when you got, let's see, I'm trying to do the math here. I think there was 23, 24 blocks up and down. So you're talking 50 men.
Mm-hmm.
To take a shower. with one out twice a day, right? And this fella, he was sudsed up and wouldn't obey the guards, and he got whacked with the taser, and he died. And I'm telling you, God, it was supposed to rest in the back of my neck.
I couldn't hear quite what you said there. You're telling us what?
He got whacked with a taser to death. He was wet. It was like a 300-pound dude, and two, three guards are whacking him with a taser, trying to get him the hell out of the shower. And you believe that
person's ghost is haunting this jail? Like it was haunting it while you were there?
I got better for you. I think I sent him to the other side. He come by one time. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't want to even say this because you're going to think I'm freaking crazy. But I told him, I says, your grandmama, your mama, I says, somebody you know, you love, has died and gone to the other side. I says, you need to call them because the window has been shut to you. I says, you need to call them and ask them, let me in, open the door, and go to the light. And it stopped. I was in there for another 3 months after that. And, hell, there was another guy hung himself with his bed sheets over iron railings.
Jeez.
It was,
wasn't Epstein. He didn't kill himself.
And this was all because of a misdemeanor in Michigan.
It's crazy.
Got hemmed up by the feds.
Thanks, Major, for the ghost story tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. So, Chris, to come back around to the story we were discussing prior to the jail calls, you had announced to us that there was a lawsuit in Russia
that
successfully has restored the Russian people to be able to access online to go to the Tor browser website and download the Tor browser bundle.
Yeah, for, at least for the moment. The blocking of the Tor project website was unusual. The authority to implement an ISP blockade was granted at the district court back in 2017, but local telecoms watchdog only alerted the Tor project to imminent blocking in early December of 2021, Tor Project decided that in addition to technical response, legal action would be required. In partnership with the digital rights activists, the Tor Project filed an appeal at the district court. They argued that the blocking decision should be reversed because it was issued without giving Tor representatives an opportunity to participate, a violation of their procedural rights.
In Russia.
In Russia.
Huh.
Court agrees. Blocking
the district court agreed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blocking decision set aside. An announcement reveals that the appeal was a success. The lawyer says that the exclusion of the Tor project provided an absolute basis for setting the decision aside, and the court agreed. The domain was ordered to be unblocked, but an outright victory is still far away. What's interesting is they're blocking the nodes as well, so I'm wondering, were those unblocked, or was it just the website unblocked?
So why does it say the victory is still far away, though?
Well, let's find out. Yeah. A second submission by the Tor project stating that the Russian law does not contain any general prohibit on the dissemination of information related to anonymizing tools such as Tor was rejected by the prosecutor and telecoms watchdog, with the latter claiming that the courts have unlimited power to recognize any information as prohibited. With no need to address that debate as part of the appeal, the judge ordered the blocking case to be heard at a new trial. So basically, it sounds like
this is going back to a trial.
There never was a trial. It was an order.
So he's saying there needs to be a trial.
There has to be a trial because they were not alerted to the fact that that their website was being blocked. So now there has to be a trial, and they have an opportunity to, I guess, put up a defense. Yeah.
Okay.
So in the meantime, it's unblocked. So that alone is super interesting because this is Russia. You don't think you can fight stuff like this in Russia, but apparently you can. Whether or not they win in the end, is another matter.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the Russians seem to have, in some ways, they're sticklers for procedure. There was a rule in the Russian gulags that said that every prisoner complained had to be read and responded to. And so the prisoners set up this pipeline where they would just create thousands and thousands of complaints, and the apparently the people running the gulags were pretty anal about following their own rules, and they managed to cause a real problem for them by generating all these complaints, and they had to hire new people to read these complaints.
Wow.
And it's really kind of funny in the midst of a system that's completely arbitrary and unfair.
I was reading the Gulag Archipelago when I was in jail most recently, when you or I were in there last year, and it's one of the most insane books I've ever read. Probably the most insane book.
Yeah.
Also, very hilarious in how sick and like twisted and backwards and crazy all that stuff was. If you've never read Solzhenitsyn, I only read the first of the three books. I'm in the middle of the second one, and since I'm not in jail, it's taken me a lot longer to get through.
Yeah, jail gives you a lot of time to read.
The second one, but yeah, I highly recommend that because it's nuts. And of course, a lot of the stuff that was going on back then still goes on today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing, like, how little reform there's been. I don't know if I ever expect any real reform, but, you know, how little has changed in terms of, you know, the kind of, you know, rights-violating nonsense that goes on.
Yeah, they still get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fight every little violation, so you've got to pick your battles.
Right.
And usually it's the one they're coming at you with, so, yeah.
Yeah, but you can leave the country now.
Can you?
So, well,
Russia, I'm pretty sure you
can leave
Russia. If you're not wanted by their government, you can leave the country, maybe. Yeah. But if you're wanted by their government of Russia, you probably won't be able to leave, just like you guys aren't allowed to leave at the moment.
Yeah.
The United States. So, yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't like it very much. That's for sure.
But you won't get... You can get out without getting shot at the Berlin Wall.
That much is probably
true. Like they used to do.
Yeah, that might be.
All right, out of time for tonight, but we're going to be back tomorrow. And you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com, where a myriad of features await you, including archives that go back for years. Go and enjoy for free at freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.